bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, I'm Jackie Dalton. Welcome to Entertainment. Today we're going to look at an issue which often comes up in the world of entertainment, and that's being fat or thin. It's a big issue in the British media at the moment. One report says that weight is the new divide between people, the new divide, what separates people. So forget social class, how rich you are, where you live, you're being judged on how heavy you are. The report says that 8 out of 10 people judge others by their weight. Most people think that thin people are more likely to be rich and successful, and fat people are more likely to be poor and stupid. So let's hear more of people's views on all this and look at some of the expressions they use. The first man will use the word culture. In this context, it means the attitudes or beliefs that are shared by people in a certain society or group. Listen to some examples of how the word might be used in different contexts.
There's a culture of laziness in this organisation, which is very damaging.
There's a culture of secrecy within the government when it comes to security matters.
We'll also hear the term socially inept. If you're inept, you're not good at doing something. In this case, being socially inept means you're bad at personal relationships and don't fit into society. So listen out for those two expressions now, culture and socially inept.
There is this culture, especially London's a prime example, where being fat is seen as being socially inept. And it's driven by your magazines.
So this man says people are seen as socially inept if they're too fat. He says this is driven by magazines, which means magazines are encouraging this kind of attitude. Next, he'll go on to talk about how his mother feels when she goes shopping. What expression does he use to describe how she feels?
There is this culture, especially London's a prime example, where being fat is seen as being socially inept. And it's driven by your magazines. Clothes only be produced to certain sizes, only certain people can fit into them, and only certain people fit into what society's built as this perfect person, this perfect perfect look almost, yeah. I mean, my mum's a perfect example. She wants to go into shops, she doesn't fit into the clothes, and she's made to feel as though she's almost a second-class citizen.
Did you catch that expression? He said his mum feels almost as though she's a second-class citizen, because she can't find the clothes she wants in a big enough size. A second-class citizen is someone who is seen as less important and less valuable than other people. Not a very nice feeling to have.
BBC Learning English.
Let's hear some more views on the issue. Does this girl think it would be good to have more fat women pictured on the covers of magazines?
I think it does matter. I mean, I don't want to be fat, especially in magazines and things like that. You never see, like, a big girl. And if I do see a big girl on a magazine cover, I would think, why do they put her there?
This girl doesn't want to be fat and says she'd find it strange to put someone fat on the front of a magazine. What do this girl and this boy think?
I think it does matter, but only, like, on a superficial level. Like, when you look at someone, there's the first thing, I suppose, that you notice what they look like. But after that, other things matter. And it shouldn't be about weight. It should be about health and happiness and other issues that are so much more important than what you look like.
You shouldn't judge a person by his physique.
Phew, so there are some people who think your weight shouldn't be so important. The boy said you shouldn't judge someone by their physique. You shouldn't make decisions about what a person is like based on their body, their physique. The girl said it only matters on a superficial level. It's not really important.
It does matter, but only, like, on a superficial level. Like, when you look at someone, there's the first thing, I suppose, that you notice, what they look like. But after that, other things matter. And it shouldn't be about weight. It should be about health and happiness and other issues that are so much more important than what you look like.
You shouldn't judge a person by his physique.
Well, I have to say, I agree with those last views. Life's too short to spend it worrying about what people look like. Let's finish with a recap of some of the language that came up. we talked about a culture of, which means a set of shared beliefs or attitudes about something. Socially inept is an expression to describe someone who doesn't really fit in and is bad at personal relationships. To be driven by something means to be encouraged by or caused by it. A second-class citizen is someone who's seen as less valuable than other people. If something only matters on a superficial level, it doesn't really matter much. To judge someone is to make a decision about what they're like. And your physique is the size and appearance of your body. That's all for now, but keep practicing your English and finding out more about the world around you with bbclearningenglish.com.
bbclearningenglish.com.